Yes, please.
As you answered that question just now, that you follow the prayer of the Imam, and it is not your prayer that would be invalid, because you are following the directive of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are you wondering whether in the same sense that the... I am not condemning the Ahmadiyya movement, I want you to understand this. In the same sense, whether the members of the Ahmadiyya movement can take the same type of understanding, and if the Imam there is, or whether the Sunni school of thought or whatever school of thought, and he is leading, and that you belong to the Ahmadiyya movement, and therefore you read behind him, your salat will be accepted, whether what the position
of Imam is. Because in this regard, there is another instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I said that, I expected this question from you, quite honestly. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, I was waiting.
And I also know the answer. I'm very clear on that. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not leave any room for any Muslim to reject the Imam Mahdi when he comes. So he said clearly that when you hear of the Imam Mahdi having appeared, even if you have to reach him on your knees across glaciers of ice, do that and do bear at his hands. So the one who believes that such an Imam has come, what is his love outlook on those who reject him and reject him very severely? According to them, they are not following the instruction of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the position generally you can take is that you are wrong. We are wrong in accepting him, but not wrong in our logic. They are two different things. You are an educated person, you should distinguish between this and that. You are quite right, you have a right to say that Ahmadis have accepted a wrong Imam. But as long as they believe in that Imam to be from God, they are not permitted to say their prayer behind such an Imam who reject the Imam appointed by God. This is not a question of his being holy or unholy. This is a question referring to the authority. So that is why I insisted on the word of authority. In man-made imams, the authority is a human authority. So you should refer to the authority. In God-made imams, the authority is Allah. So if somebody rejects that authority, no human authority can supersede that. So I'm quite consistent in my answer.
I have no quarrel with that, sir.
But you can ask other questions, please.
No, I have no quarrel. All that I'm trying to understand was,
yes,
what was the reason behind the members of the Ahmadiyya movement not reading behind other Imams?
Short, I repeat my answer. Our reasons are exactly the same as your reasons would be if in your lifetime the Imam comes and the society rejects him. I'm quite certain, being honest to God, when you believe that Imam is appointed by God, you accept him. It will be impossible for say to say your prayer behind those who reject him.
As long as I'm an Imam, I want to promise you that, and all people concerned, that I have no quarrel whether Ahmadiyya, whether whoever they are.
Of course, yes.
I am going to be part and parcel of whatever function they have. I will read behind about whoever they are, because I know within myself that Imam, it is Allah that you worship in, and therefore I will continue to bow in such manner. Thank you very much.
You see, but still, you won't worship against anyone who rejects Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if he's worshipping the same God, a Jew for instance, he believes in God, he worships to him, but you never dare even once to worship behind him. The answer exactly in principle is the same, though the person differs here. The answer is, God is the same, but a Jew has the audacity to reject the Imam for all times to come, of the whole mankind. So he seizes the right to lead those who believe in that Imam. So vis-a-vis the Imam al-Mahdi, of course he is subordinate, there is no question, but he also believes him to be a subordinate. But he still is an Imam. The principle is the same which applies to him.
Oh, Radhika, I have no further questions.
Thank you. I know I am really impressed by your humility. You are a kind person and open-minded person. Otherwise, you shouldn't have appeared. I can see that. That shows your attitude. I am grateful to you. But I have tried to explain to you as best as I can.
I do accept your explanation.
Thank you.